Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
You might have heard that walk-in flu vaccination clinics for children between the ages of 2 and 17 have opened across the country because cases of the virus are continuing to increase. Now, the flu rates rose most steeply among young children before Christmas and continued to rise in the week after when they slowed down amongst the older age groups. And for more on this, I'm joined by Clare-based GP, Dr. Maura Finn. Good morning, Maura.
Good morning, Clare.
So we have these walk-in flu clinics in 10 counties now. They opened yesterday, and the uptake in the flu vaccine amongst the 2 to 17 year olds has been quite low. Do you think that this is going to change that?
I hope so. I mean, accessibility is going to help at least. It has been low. It's been low in our surgery as well. I don't know if that's because people are a little bit kind of fatigued with the whole idea of vaccines in recent time, but usually when we push the flu vaccines, it's in the beginning of the flu season, which is October, November, and the adult population generally are very good and will actually try and get it. But I suppose it's a relatively new thing to push them with children. But the one great thing about this is that this is a really easy vaccine for the children. It's a nasal vaccine. So from any child from 2 to 17, it's nasal, so sniffed up the nose, both nostrils, and really, unless they have a really blocked, runny nose or high temperature or unwell, any child can get it. Really, really easy to take, very few side effects. The fact that there may be kind of walk-in, no appointment clinics around the country will hopefully push the uptake now at this late stage. Mm-hmm. The other issue about it, though, is that these vaccines have a short shelf life compared to the injectable ones, and they are coming to their expiry quite soon, which is why these vaccine clinics probably won't last beyond the end of January.
So there's not just a couple of weeks then to avail of this, but you'd want to be getting it anyway. I mean, we are in peak flu season, so this is the time to take it.
Well, actually, I mean, the time to take it would have been in October, November,
yes.
So you would have been protected for the entire flu season, but, you know, better late than never. The other thing is the flu vaccine, you know, it takes a little bit of time, like any vaccine, to give its full potency. But yeah, I would actually urge any parent to consider it now. Look, they seem to be, I mean, 10 or 12 clinics around the country.
Yeah, I have a list of the counties here, Maura. It might be no harm to let people know that the clinics are now open in Cork, Dublin, Galway, Kilkenny, Laois, Leitrim, Offaly, Sligo, Waterford and Wexford. And as you said there, no appointment necessary. And if you want to find out exactly when they're open, hse.ie has all of the details. So it's a very easy process, it would seem, to go in and get it if you're so inclined.
Absolutely. I think just a little bit of ID is all you'll need. And if there is a child that is immunocompromised or unwell in some other way, there's always other routes in that particular situation. So this is for the young, well kids that, you know, there's so many viruses circulating at the moment. There's only a few of them we can vaccinate for. So if it is something we can vaccinate for, why not do it?
And do people, sorry Mara, to cut across you, do people still have the option, if they can't get to one of those walk-in clinics, of having the flu vaccine for children administered in a GP surgery or in a pharmacy?
Yes, I don't think all GP surgeries are doing it. We have 40 that were delivered just this week. But again, they have a short expiry date. They'll be out of date within about 2 weeks. A lot of pharmacies are providing them too. I know people are talking about how hard it is to access GP care and primary care at the moment. So that's another reason why the walk-ins are actually probably very handy for people. But I know we have them, and a lot of other surgeries will have them too. So there's many, many different pathways to get it. The other thing I was going to say is that, you know, if flu doesn't have to be a really debilitating illness, it's a miserable thing, but it's just that, you know, another virus, and then the child's immune system is a bit run down and they're inclined to get another infection. So, for that reason alone, it's been a long winter already.
You know,
if you can do anything to kind of shorten the amount of illness children get and the amount of infections they're exposed to, it's well worth doing it.
But the flu has been pretty serious for quite a number of people. So the HSE tell us that nearly 700 under 14-year-olds have been hospitalised over this winter.
Yeah, we're seeing more sick kids with flu than you normally would, all right. I'm not entirely sure why that is, whether it's the particular strain of flu or is it, again, because of this kind of immune naivety we talk about, because we weren't exposed to it so much over the last couple of years. But the other thing I'd say is go back to all the measures and the advice that was given out over the pandemic were about reducing respiratory illness and respiratory viruses spreading, and it applies to flu and RSV as well as it does to COVID. So just the other thing is to stress with children and with adults to hand hygiene and the cough etiquette and all of those things that you may be kind of trying to forget at the moment because we're all a bit sick of it. Yeah. But it's really important to keep it up for the next few weeks or
remember
couple of months.
A couple of months ago we were talking about what we might expect from the flu this winter, and we were looking at what was happening in Australia, and I think that they had seen that it was quite serious there. Whatever strain was doing the rounds was causing them a lot of problems. So we knew it was coming, and it was probably going to hit as hard. And some people have criticised the fact that the flu vaccine, both for adults and children, it's not available until quite late. And I think part of the reason for that, isn't it, because they have to work out what combination of vaccine they're going to use to counter the particular strain that's around in that particular winter.
Exactly. Every year they make a new flu vaccine. So the adult version is a quadrivalent vaccine. So there's four different subtypes of a virus in it. Now, it's only a tiny portion of a virus, so you can't get flu from a flu vaccine. But it can't be made until the circulating flus are actually identified. Australia, New Zealand, kind of Southern Hemisphere are our best clue as to what's going to happen in a flu vaccine, flu season. But also, they had a peak of RSV as well. During their winter season too. So we really are replicating what they did. The other thing though is that the two, like usually you kind of see RSV first and then maybe flu afterwards, but they've kind of coincided as well. There's been longer seasons of both, and that's another reason why people are struggling. And then there's all the other viruses that we always get, the adenoviruses, the other coronaviruses. They're all out there and circulating as well.
And what are you seeing now after a very busy time? I know every GP in the country has had an extremely busy time over the last number of weeks. Are things settling at all, or is it still continuing at the pace it was?
It's still continuing. Yeah, I think people are very concerned. There's a huge amount of concern about, I'm talking to people about, you know, even their parents becoming ill, because there's an awful lot of concern about having to go into hospital and the implications of that and if they would end up on trolley. So that's one of the things people are very, very worried about. And I do fear that people may not be presenting with things because they're afraid they may end up being sent in. That won't happen. We can manage most things in primary care. But we are seeing a huge amount of respiratory illness, and that, like, it's winter. That's what we expect. I'm hoping that it might kind of settle in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I think people are so aware of it. And the stay-at-home message, if you're sick, that has probably got through. It's gotten through to the schools as well, so that might help as well. But I would kind of go back to the hand hygiene and all that too. That really, really does make a difference.
Back to the basics.
Yeah.
And the walk-in clinics, as we say, are open this week. hse.ie for information on the ones that are open in your area. They're in 10 counties right around the country. Dr. Maura Finn, thank you once again for joining us on the programme. Now, hotels will be making decisions, hotels that are hosting refugees, as to whether they're going to carry on doing that or revert back to tourism. We'll hear from Owen O'Mara Walsh, who's Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Council, after this break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.